Welcome dear listeners to another captivating episode of Bharat Ke Wow, the podcast where we delve deep into the rich tapestry of India's culture, heritage, art and architecture. Today, we are embarking on a spiritual journey to the sacred city of Kanchipuram. Kanchipuram, a city nestled in the southern part of India, holds within its heart a treasure trove of stories and spirituality. Today, we are going to explore the mystic of this incredible place and its divine significance. Our story begins with the sacred Shivadhamam, the Ekambareshwara temple, which embodies the concept of Panchabhuta Sthala, the manifestation of the five prime elements of nature, that is Prithvi, Earth, Jala, Water, Agni, Fire, Vayu, Air, and Antariksha, the space. This manifestation is particularly reflected in the Ekambareshwara, known as the Prithvi Linga. The temples of Kanchipuram are not mere structures. They are living centers of worship, attracting thousands of pilgrims every day throughout the year. Kanchipuram is also renowned for being one of the Padalpetra Sthalam, the temples that were sung in the verses of Tirumurai. Tirumurai, a 12-volume compendium of songs or hymns in praise of Lord Shiva, was composed by 63 Nayanmar saints and many others from the 6th to 11th century Common Era. The Tevaram, the first 7 volumes of Tirumurai, contains the work of the 3 prominent Shaiva Tamil poets, Sri Thirignana Sambandar, Appar Perumal, and Sundaramurthi Nayanar. These poets and saints have left a profound mark on Kanchipuram. With 5 holy shrines out of the 275 Padalpetra Sthalam temples being located here, the spiritual resonance of this city is undeniable and its roots run deep in devotion. The tale of Ekamba Vriksha, the mango tree, is one that tugs at the heartstrings. Lord Mahadeva, in his grief due to the separation from Gauri, began a severe penance under this tree. Sri Vidya Parameshwari appeared before him and granted her blessings. She implored Mahadeva to accept Gauri again, and thus the divine couple Ekambareshwara and Gauri Kamakshi were united. Their love and protection continue to envelop devotees in Kanchipuram. It is not just the celestial beings who find solace in Kanchipuram. All the devatas, sages, yoginis and even Jivan Muktas have visited this sacred land to worship Sri Kamakshi and Ekambareshwara and many other shrines. In honor of their visit, Shivalingas were installed dedicated to their names. That is why the temple dedicated to Lord Shiva bears the name of all of these divine beings and sages. As we conclude this spiritual journey through Kanchipuram, we can't help but be awed by the deep-rooted traditions, the divine stories, and immense spirituality that pervades this city. It's a place where the past seamlessly merges with the present and where devotion with culture coexist harmoniously. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Bharat Ke Wow, as we explore the wonders of Kanchipuram. Stay tuned for more fascinating tales from the heart of India's culture, heritage, art and architecture. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, share and leave a review. Until next time, keep exploring the beauty and mystic of Bharat.